You're listening to the sermon audio from Mill Creek Community Church. If you like what you've heard or want to find out more information, please visit our website at mymillcreek.com.
This evening's text is from Matthew 2, verses 1 and 2. It can be found on pages 757 in the chair Bibles. If you do not have a Bible of your own, please take one of these as our gift to you. Matthew 2, 1 and 2 reads, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.'" Let's pray together. Father, you sent your son to be our deliverer in the face of evil. Spirit, bring us hope by the preaching of this good news, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hasn't the music team done an exceptional job here? When Ricky went up a key on Unholy Night, I thought, just come, Lord Jesus, right now, take me home. It's beautiful, thank you. Well, this Christmas, what are you looking for? Tomorrow, when you show up in the morning, perhaps like my family, some stockings around the Christmas tree, what are you hoping in that moment to get? We've sang some wonderful songs this evening that point our hearts to Christ. I've heard some different songs on the radio. Maybe you have too. I hear Mariah Carey singing, "All I Want for Christmas Is You." And suppose what she's hoping for is that special someone to be under the tree. Santa Baby is singing of a 54 convertible too, light blue. "I'll wait up for you, dear." Little bit of works righteousness happened in that song. Like, look, Santa, I've been good, so like, hook me up. One of my all-time favorite songs, "I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas." Is that what you're hoping for this Christmas?
Yes.
Hippos, I gotta tell you, if you didn't know, they are the most dangerous land mammal. All right, so that little girl would do better to have a crocodile waiting for her. That hippo, she thinks she's hunting for a hippo. That hippo is going to be hunting her tomorrow, and she's going to get a gift she doesn't want. You know, the chipmunks are just hoping that Christmas will already show up. They've been good all year long. Old Rudolph, what does he want for Christmas? He's just trying to prove himself. How many of us are in that boat? Just wish somebody would give us some R-E-S-P-E-C-T finally. See how awesome I am. I'm Rudolph. You know, give some respect. And of course, Hawaii's calling with Melakalikimaka, saying that, I guess that's where real Christmas is found, is Hawaii. I wouldn't know. Well, what are you wanting for Christmas this year? Lots of Christmas songs telling you what you ought to be wanting. But what is it that you really wished? I am convinced that underneath it all of us actually do want something this Christmas. Fill us full of truth serum. Put us on a lie detector test. I think in each of our hearts, there's something we want. And it could be represented in these little buckets. That's what I really want for Christmas, Lord. Man, if we could just get the right presents, would that actually make life better? We just get the right relationships? And if we just have some peace as a family, if a family would just show up, if folks would just be nice, maybe that would be the Christmas we've longed for. What are you looking for this Christmas? And in Matthew 2, it just got read, we see some wise men that are looking for a king. That's what they're looking for on the first Christmas. Evidently, there's a star that rose in the east, and these magi knew how to interpret such cosmic events, and it leads them on what we expect to be quite a long journey to the capital city of Jerusalem, which makes sense. Where else would a king live but at the capital? The goal of the wise men was to find the king. They had come to worship the king. That's in the text, 2:2. They have come to worship him. Notice that Matthew's actually quoting the Magi. You can see it in the Bible. Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? One of the commentaries puts it like this. The wise men are noting that Jesus was born king. Not born to be a king, as is often said. No, he's actually born king. They are talking about what he is, not what he will be. Now, we could spend a lot of time talking about a lot of different dimensions of these wise men. And I know a handful of you came here to hear me preach for an hour, but I'm going to disappoint you. All we're going to talk about today is what they were looking for, and here it is. Matthew calls those who are looking to worship the king, he calls them wise. The wise go looking for the king. Not what he will be someday, but what he is today. That's what the wise do. But wait, Pastor. Are they wise because they're looking for Jesus? Well, I certainly grant it's not explicit in the text, but they are reading the skies. They are looking for his star. They knew how to follow a star to find a king. Seems pretty wise to me. They demonstrate what could be called reasoned faith. Reasoned faith. Their faith in this king was reasonable, which makes sense then why Matthew calls them wise. They were looking to worship the king. Again, what are you looking for this Christmas? I know a lot of us in here are Christians. We've sang the songs, we professed faith. He really is what this season is all about. He really is what we've oriented our lives around. And for those of you who call Jesus your king, know this, you are not crazy for worshiping King Jesus. Like, I know there's a bazillion distractions. They're beckoning your attention in a million different directions. But anyone who stops and says, no, this thing is about King Jesus, know this, you're not crazy. Culture's gonna tell you you're crazy. Folks in Johnson County are gonna say you're crazy. The songs on the radio, they're gonna tell you you've missed what it's really about. You are wise to worship the king. He really was born. He really lived. History confirms Jesus really did die, crucified on a cross. He really was buried. He really did rise from the dead. He really did ascend to the right hand of God. He really is reigning there, and he really is coming back. And when he comes back, every tongue, tribe, and nation will see he's the king. As he waits, you're not crazy for worshiping him. I know we've got Christians here, but I also know we've got non-Christians here. And I know the non-Christians here, many of you, some of you, we've had conversations, and you too are looking for a reasoned faith. I know you may have reasons for thinking, I'm not so sure he's the king. My encouragement based on this few verses is as follows. Go look for the king. Go look for him. To quote a different wise man, not from the Magi in Matthew 2, but from the 4th century, Augustine says, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. If you ever meet Mariah Carey, you can let her know why her song is always going to be popular among non-Christians. All I want for Christmas is some person, and they will never satisfy. Our hearts are restless till they rest in you. Dear friend who's not yet a Christian, follow the example of these wise men. Not by interpreting star patterns or going with some camels and gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but grow in wisdom and consider the clues that God's given to this world. Reasoned faith. Go looking for the king by landing some common answers to clues that we face. Well, like what clues, Pastor? Well, like the clue that we're alive. We're alive. Philosophers, since the beginning of time, as we understand, have been asking, where did we come from? Where are we going? What is the point of it all? That's a great question to wrestle down, dear friend who does not yet believe in Jesus. It's a clue. What say you? Or a different clue, the reality of how fine-tuned our universe is. If the earth was just a few feet closer to the sun, we'd all be baked and well done. If it was just a few feet away, we'd all be frozen. You turn gravity up just a hair, we're flat as pancakes. You turn gravity down a hair, we're floating off into space. The universe is fine-tuned. It's a clue. Or just consider this evening's service. It's beautiful. I leaned over to my daughter as the cello was beginning on bleak Christmas song, and it's like tears are filling my eyes, and my brother whispers, "You don't even need to preach, man. That was so good." Shh, I'll be talking things. There's a clue when you think about beauty and sentimentality, and that it matters at Christmas that you get to hug somebody in your family. Now, I grant, none of that is like, well, there you go, Jesus is king and you should worship him. I grant that it's not all the way there, but they're clues. They're clues. They don't prove Jesus is the King of Kings, but they point us in a particular direction. In Matthew, the wise men went looking for answers. If you're here and not a Christian, I'd encourage you to do the same. The wise are looking for Jesus. The wisest have found him and worship. For all of us, what will tomorrow bring for you? I dearly hope it is not a hippopotamus when you come down the stairs. Instead, may you find and rest in the King.
If you like what you've heard or want to find out more information, please visit our website at mymillcreek.com.